Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And first of all, I want to welcome all of you, and we've got some great guests. And if you would like to be a guest, please reach out to us at either the phone number 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kpshow.org. Also, I want to personally invite you all to my business mixer, and that is happening March 12th, and of course, 5 to 8 at the Manhattan of Camarillo. And you can text us at 805-419-0008 and just put mixer on there. And I would love to meet you. I would love to have you be a part of this. Lots of businesses in the area will be there. And why shouldn't you? Don't be the biggest secret kept. And again, you can just text us, Mixer, and then one of my team members will get back out to you. Also, stay with us. We've got a great show for you today. And of course, I start my show with something uplifting today. And really, it's all about hope you have a ridiculously amazing day. And that's what this day is for. All right, stay with us.
Hello, Kim. It's Matt.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you are very welcome. And, of course, for our listeners that are still tuned in, we are excited to bring Matt Morrison on. And, of course, we're going to hear a little bit about, and is it Marin?
Marin.
Okay. Marin, what a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Marin County. Okay. Marin Morrison's story. And it's really about a moving tribute by an author, which is you, to his daughter. And talk to us a little bit about your daughter. And she was just 14, correct?
She was 14 when she was diagnosed with a brain tumor that altered the course of the rest of her life. She was a high-level national swimmer, 14 years old, at the time a freshman in high school. When she was diagnosed with a brain tumor, she'd had some neurology issues earlier in life, and anyways, something blossomed at the age of 14, and she was diagnosed. It did not derail her dream of swimming in the Olympics from the standpoint of she went back to swimming as a disabled athlete. She was paralyzed on her right side after her third surgery, and she fulfilled her dream of swimming for the USA in Beijing at the Water Cube
Wow,
in 2008 as a
that's
member of the
incredible.
USA Paralympic team.
Wow, and I mean, so she just had such a drive. And does she get that from you?
Oh no, I think we got to credit her with the incredible fortitude. Marin was a special person, and I think that's why this book took me 15 years to write, was to illuminate the character of this young person who was at the end of her life, couldn't speak well, couldn't move well, couldn't participate in the regular teenage activities that she wanted to, but yet she continued to live. And the people that she inspired by her example of overcoming adversity is just what this story is all about. And more than that, it's how all the people that she inspired gathered and inspired her in return. And the ultimate trophy, as it was the fact that she completed her goal of swimming in Beijing, and a whole lot of people had a hand in it along the way.
So everybody was supporting her and pushing her at the same time to really live her dream.
Yeah, and she inspired them, and they inspired her in return. So it's really a synergistic communal story. Yeah, it's centered on an athlete under tragic circumstances, and the Paralympics is the setting. But more than that, I don't know, just the communal nature of all the people that helped her reach that goal. And this is a tribute to them as much as as the girl that they were supporting.
I love it. Who is it that stands out the most to you when you're thinking about, and what are we gonna find in your book?
Characters in the book. There's many of them. So my position within the sports world, I did know a lot of people, let's put it that way. But some of the tributes, some of the support we got, just emotional support, came from unexpected sources that you could never expect. I mean, beginning with a neighbor that we had a frosty relationship with at one point. Boy, she turns out she was invaluable as a nurse in our community that helped us deal with the initial stages of this crisis. Ernie Johnson is a great NBA and Major League Baseball telecaster, and he showed up late at night in the hospital one night for a sweet exchange. And there's others like that, and there's so many that aren't even, the average ordinary, not famous names that did so much to help Marin, I think, are illuminated in this story.
And you said it took you 15 years to write this book. Why so long? Or what do you do when you're not doing this?
Trying to support two other children and get them through college and
Okay, I
get
would,
them through high school, get them
yeah.
through college. Excuse me. It was obviously a very life-altering story. Among the alterations were my marriage did not survive, but we had Marin's two younger siblings to raise, and so that was going on.
Right,
And
I'm
it
so
but
sorry.
that's okay. It ends up well because both of her little sister and little brother have grown up to be great young people and doing well in life, and both married and starting families. And it's a I don't know, it kind of took that long for me emotionally to deal with the grief. The grief is it never ends, but it changes and you get a better handle on it. And through it all is I had to figure out how to present Marin's story in tribute to Marin. So that wasn't my story, it was her story. And that took a long time.
Right, I love it. And I mean, When you say that, you know, a lot of marriages, I actually lost the baby and got a divorce too. So I totally get it. It does. It's probably the biggest trauma that, you know, a marriage can go through. And but I love that we all have different stories, and it's kind of like everybody's handed out their cards in life, I guess you would say. And that your other girls, you know, are thriving, and that you have decided to share your journey with the world and decided to really share your daughter's journey and her strength, and that just right there. And that's what I do on my radio show, is it's the brighter side. There's always, you know, another side, and the fact that she lived so much in those 14 years is, you know, amazing.
Yeah, she survived with cancer for 4 years. We thought we had it on the run for 3 of those 4 years. She passed away at 18 in 2009, January of 2009, and that was 4 months after she swam in Beijing. So she really did live an incredibly impactful life in 18 years. You know, as much as anybody I know that's lived 80 years, she impacted a lot of people, and that's really what the story is. A lot of people impacted her, and I think I show how those contributions, small and large, contributed to her journey and inspired her to get to where she wanted to be. And then her story inspired a whole lot of people in the same way, in the opposite direction. It's a good synergistic story, I think, overall in the end, and I really do think it presents what Marin presented, which was a character and a fortitude and a sweetness that those who knew her, I think, will appreciate this book. And those who've read it that knew her says, yes, we got a sense of her, which is what I wanted to do.
I love it. And did you get to go with her to Beijing?
It sure did. A moment of my life.
Good.
Yeah, wheeling her out into the
Yeah.
water cube. She swam in 3 races there, just having the whole Olympic experience. Our whole family was there. The experience of China, the experience of the Olympic Village, the experience of the bird's nest and all the pageantry that goes on. It was time of our life for sure. And I'm so happy Marin held on and strived long enough to make it happen for herself.
Well, I love it. And again, thank you so much for sharing your story here, Matt. And how can my listeners find your book and find out really about your daughter's life, Marin?
Well, all the usual spots, barnesandnoble.com. It's published through Barnes and Noble Published, amazon.com, etc. I hope to filter it into bookstores more as we go, because it's just now filtering out there.
I love it. Well, I'm glad that you got to tell her story and that it just really keeps her alive here in this world. And of course, it helps so many people to live their dreams.
Well,
So
then I will say
again,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me tell her story. I think it's
you got it.
uplifting in the end.
There you go. And please download our podcast after it airs here on radio. Then we have it on our podcast. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. So again, thank you so much, Matt. And I appreciate you being here.
Great. Thank you, Kim. Likewise, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Marin. Thanks.
You got it. All right. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with a purchase of 2 entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian Delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks or order online today. Mangia!
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I am really excited to have my next guest on, Brandi Gilmore. And of course, her newest book, which congratulations to her. I know how hard I've been trying to get my book out there, and I'm going to take some tips from her. But Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. I love that. First of all, just think about this for a moment. What if changing your mind could actually change your life? I know that I do a lot of mind over matter
And maybe that's a little bit of what Brandy's going to be talking to us about. But of course, I'm excited to talk with her. She's gone through a lot of different, things in her life, and we're really excited to hear about it. So Brandy, welcome. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
I was just going to say, thank you so much for having me. You're beautiful. It is wonderful to connect with you. And you know, I have to say, if somebody had told me during my own injury that I could heal using my mind, I would have thought that they were crazy. I may have even taken offense to it.
Right.
But one of the things that was really profound to me as I started researching is the awareness that people with multiple personality disorder could have different ailments when they're in different personalities. They can have high blood pressure in one personality and not in another, or pain in one personality and not in another, even though they have the same physical body. And there was even, as I was researching, I even found a medical journal with a woman who was blind in some personalities and not in others. And I thought, wow, you know, so a lot of times when we look at our minds changing our life and our health, we think it's impossible. And yet it's written throughout history. It's written throughout history in so many ways. And so I think that was one of the things that was really shocking to me. But I do have to say, it does typically take more than mind over matter. It's typically about like a deeper change when it comes to healing. It's, you know.
So Brandy, let's kind of like go back. How did you even learn this, or tell us about who you are? And I know that you've had some devastation in your life. So share a little bit about who you are.
Absolutely. Well, who I am today is definitely a lot different than who I used to be. So today, what I do is, you know, I have my book released, as you mentioned, beautiful. And also, I mean, I just had case studies last year published in a medical journal. So what I'm most known for is taking people and showing them how to get healing results with their mind, even under medical equipment. So you can actually see it live under medical equipment, which is really amazing. And it is the last thing I thought I would be doing. You know, I had an accident, and basically I used to do network engineering and operations. And about over 20 years ago now, I had an accident, and technically two accidents. I had both a car accident, and then I had a fall, and I fell just wrong, just right, however you want to say it. But I literally went from living a full life to being wheelchair walker, cane, in extreme pain, on morphine every day. And my doctors telling me there was nothing they could do for me. And it shook my whole life. And it put me in a huge, I mean, I was in a really bad place.
I could understand that too. And what did you do to change your life then? Walk us through that, because that's obviously what you're sharing now and where you've come, right?
Yeah. You know, I would say at first, I tried diet and supplements and all of the treatments and the, you know, the alternative treatments, the this, the that, nothing was working. And I would say part of the reason I started figuring out what did work is because I did all of the things that didn't work, and I did a lot of things wrong. But I would say it's kind of like this, you know, when you start to look at the power of the mind, I think most people by now have heard of the placebo, which the placebo is a fake treatment. You know, during any research study, it's well known that part of the participants will get the real treatment, and then a certain percentage will get fake treatment, you know, a placebo. And it's well known that even the people who get the fake treatment, a percentage of those will still get some type of result. And that made me start looking at the mind and saying, well, wait a second, how is this even possible? Now, at first, I mistakenly thought it was just belief. I thought, okay, well, I just have to believe it's going to work. And so I did that for a long period of time, chanting and visualizing and meditating and convincing myself and writing and affirmations, all of the things. And it wasn't working. And then I found something, because I started searching through medical journals. I thought, you know, because I felt like I kept getting into one marketing thing after another marketing thing, and it wasn't working. So I said, okay, well, let me understand this. And as I started looking through the medical journals, I found something called the open label placebo, which is exactly like it sounds. It is open label. So it is both the doctor and the patient can see the label. They know it's a fake pill and it still can work and get results. And I thought, well, wait a second.
That's just incredible. Wow.
Yeah. Is it the power of thought? I mean, what is the thing that would make it change?
So absolutely. I'd say our thoughts have so much more influence on our bodies than we realize. So the thought, the emotion. So if we think about it, our emotions trigger the release of biochemistry, but then also our emotions shift our energy. And a lot of times people think that, most people, like myself included, I thought energy was woo-woo. I thought, okay, well, it's a nice concept, but how do I know that that actually exists? However, a medical scientist actually discovered that our bodies emit energy 100 years ago, and he was nominated for the Nobel Prize 11 times and actually won the similar to the Nobel Prize in Russia. And not only that, but fast forward to today, there is a database that is under the NASA agreement, and it's run and maintained by the Smithsonian and Harvard, that has all of this research about the energy of our body that's actually in this database. And what was fascinating is that illness has different energy to it. So studies have shown that different, like people who have type 1 diabetes have different energy than type 2 diabetes. Cancer cells have different energy emissions than non-cancerous cells. And not only that, but our own minds can influence the energy. If somebody's happy, if somebody's angry. So
I love that. So our thoughts create actions and our actions create thoughts. It's kind of like a, you know, right? I mean, what we think is who we, what becomes of us, right? I mean, is that correct?
Yeah. And if it depends on how deep we want to go down the rabbit hole, but yes. So, absolutely. Absolutely. And to go to that point, a simple way to put it is like this, is we would also say our thoughts attract more of the same. And a simple way we can see that is if we look at an unfortunate example, if we look at, you know, we've all heard maybe a woman may have an abusive father, leave him and find the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, et cetera, et cetera. Those patterns can continue. And that happens to all of us, but in different ways that we don't see. It's an unconscious thing. And if we look at psychology, we can look at repetition compulsion or reenactments or attachment theory, or we could call it law of attraction or re-victimization or whatever we want to call it. We can look in several different ways that our patterns breed more of the same. And then what can happen is then we have patterns and then our subconscious actions then continue to fuel the pattern. And what's important when it comes back to health or even changing our lives is this, is that these emotions that we think are benign, you know, all the time you'll see people say, oh, well, the past can't affect you if you just, you know, like your past.
Break through it. Yes. Or, you know, yeah.
But what we have to do is really go to a deeper level of understanding the patterns, because our brains worked in a patterned way. And so that's what I would say is one of the keys to healing with the mind is exactly that, is understanding these emotional patterns. And I would say that's one breakthrough. And another breakthrough that was really profound was this. What I began to see as I was working on healing myself is that I could look at it and say, yes, yeah, stress affects the physical body. We know that. We've seen that over and over. There's research, you know, PTSD, all of these things, like stress affects the physical body. But I started looking at it objectively and I said, well, wait a second. Is everybody who's stressed sick? The answer is no. There are people with severe trauma
Correct.
Who are sick. And right. There are people who are retired with relaxing lives who are sick with very, very intense illnesses. And I thought, well, how does that work? And what I began to figure out is it's specific combinations of emotions that are key. And a simple way to think about it is like this, is it, you know, if somebody wants to make cake and they have flour, or they can't make cake, but if they have flour and they mix it with eggs and butter, or vegan eggs and butter.
So it's the right recipe of energy that creates either a negative impulse or a positive impulse, correct?
Yes. And
wow.
So
brilliant.
That was key. And that's how I could see how it was possible for somebody with multiple personality disorder to have one illness in one personality and not in another, and have a completely different illness because they have different emotions in another. And they could even have a personality that has no illnesses whatsoever.
Right.
So
let me ask you a question, Brandy. What was your pivoting moment when you realized you were onto something?
Well, when my pain started going away for real. And what I mean by that for real is this, is that I had been meditating and going into relaxation for years and years and years, and I could get my pain down, but it always came back. And I could get my pain. So I always thought, okay, well, if meditation is going to get my pain down, then let me do more and more and more and more. And that's what I was doing. And I was doing that for then years. And then I had another pivotal moment where a friend called me up during my injury, and she called me up, and her aunt was dying from lung cancer. And she asked me if I wanted to, you know, say goodbye. And I said, of course, yes. And so I went over there. My friend picked me up and we went over there, and I went to go say goodbye. And she had been in hospice and she was in and out of consciousness. And she had been doing all the affirmations, the positive thinking, all of these things. And here she was. So as I was saying goodbye, it kind of hit me. I thought, gosh, I kind of look like her. Like, you know, she was in this deep, you know, in and out of consciousness because she had been in hospice late stage. And I thought, well, gosh, I'm spending all day in this deep state of relaxation, trying to heal in theta state and meditating and listening to guided meditations and energy and frequencies and all of these things, trying to get my body to heal itself. And it was jarring. It was like, wait a second, I've got to do this a different way. And so I would say that was a pivotal moment. And then simplifying everything and saying, well, wait a second. If I look at emotions and our mindset, I can see that different emotions affect the body different. You know, if somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red. We know that. Emojis know that on our cell phones.
Right.
So we know. Or panic attack from panic, anxiety, or even scared to death. Somebody can be so scared, their heart stops.
Right. Fight, fright. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's all these emotions.
But what I could see, or even sexual thought, sexual physical response. So I could see that different emotions had a clearly different impact. And that's what made me start also like looking at, I was, you know, researching everything from neuroscience to metaphysics and medical journals and everything in between, but simplifying it.
So Brandy, you're not a doctor.
What's that?
You're not a doctor, right?
No, and have no desire to be. So.
And so really you wrote this book out of your experience, correct?
Yes. So basically, and did I get, technically speaking, am I certified? Do I have a PhD in natural health? Blah, blah, blah. I went down that road, but I don't really, the truth of it is that I, and like when you go through a type of training that you don't really, I would say, yeah, it's all from my experience. And then, and what's fun and new is this, is that, you know, even last year, I got my work published in a medical journal, right? Which when you get published in a medical journal, it is like, it has to be something that's new. You can't publish something so it has to be revolutionary. And so that's what I love. So yeah, absolutely. This is, I used to do network engineering and operations. So yeah, this is, the labor of love in going through, because what happened is this. After I healed myself, I thought, people are going to think this is impossible. And so I got to show people. And so I started showing people. Now, of course, the funny thing is, when you stop and think about it, we all know that stress affects the physical body. I mean, Harvard has studies that show that autoimmune conditions can be caused by stress. They also right. have studies that show that optimism and emotional vitality can reduce heart disease by 50%. Thinking about it, that heart disease is the leading cause of death. by 50%. Like it's amazing. And not only that, but one study after another has showed that optimism, even after, if somebody's gone through surgery, if they're optimistic, it can speed up healing, speed up cellular proliferation. And if they're in a negative state, it can then slow down their healing or even cause their cells to, you know, or rehospitalization, all of these things. So we can see that. So basically all I'm doing, so technically all I'm doing is looking at the awareness of stress and saying, hey, well, why don't we just actually understand this and use this? We know that it's healing. We know that it can be healing. We know that it can cause illness. And it's like, well, why don't we just understand this at a deeper level? This is basically.
I love it. I love it. So what, and I know we're going to have to bring you back because we're already to that time. What are we going to find in your book and where do we get your book?
My book is everywhere books are sold, Barnes and Noble, Amazon, local bookstore. And what is in my book is the research that I found, the research on multiple personality disorder, and then understanding emotions and the different ingredients, if you will, the different emotional ingredients, and then a step-by-step process on how to do it. And so.
And do we all have personal or multi-personal personalities?
You know, I would say not in the way that people with multiple personality. I mean, I would say it's radically different, but we all do have patterns that are running in our subconscious mind that we don't realize. And a simple way to think about it is, you know, people may have patterns of guilt or patterns of hurt or patterns of anger or rejection or abandonment, and they don't realize that these can actually connect to illness. And when we change them, our bodies can heal themselves.
I love it. I love it. Again, give us the name of your book and where we can find it. And I definitely want to dig deeper. This is so interesting. And I really believe, you know, there's a lot of fear in our world right now, a lot of trauma in our world. And 17 years ago, when I started my radio show, I was like, I am all about the brighter side of life and business. And it's interesting. I remember people going, well, what's so positive about your show? And I said, you know what? It's growth. It's we're learning. We're not dumping on people. We're learning and lifting and how to live your best possible life. So you definitely fall into that. And you know what? We have to be an advocate for ourselves and for our families and for our own bodies. And so...
And exactly. And by the way, this is what I always tell people. We absolutely need to be our own advocates 100%. And what I always tell people is make sure to see your doctor, continue to see your doctor. I always tell people, blow your doctor's mind with what you're capable of doing with your own mind. Because, you know, doctors know that stress affects the physical body. It's just taking this information and saying, okay, look, let's do this. So my book is called Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. And you can be your own cure. And I also have to say, Kim, I love that you do this show to bring in more positivity to the world. So thank you. And thank you for having me,
Brandy. And thank you so much for being a guest here on The Kim Pagano Show. Truly the brighter side of life.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning. And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, for our guests that are just tuning in with us, we've got Dr. Molly Shaw, and we're going to talk a little bit about babies and, of course, some of the things that are going on in our world that we need to pay a little bit more attention to. And Dr. Shaw, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning. Are you there? Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
I can now, Bree. Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about, well, February is American Heart Month, and innovations in cardiac care can save and improve the lives of children with heart disease. And this is something that I'm looking at some of the notes here. One in every 110 babies in the U.S. is born with heart disease. And of course, you are, gosh, so many titles behind your name, but basically MBBS and the FACC and a FHRS and a CCDS. Can you tell us, like, what all of those are? And, of course, you are coming to us from CHOP, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Yeah, thank you for the introduction. Alphabet soup there, I know, but they essentially are my medical qualifications, including my board certifications in pediatric cardiology, as well as cardiac electrophysiology from the International Heart Rhythm Board of Examiners, and also my certification for cardiac devices.
And Doctor, do we know why so many children are born with congenital heart disease?
Yeah, as you said, 110 newborns, one out of 110 newborns have congenital heart disease. We do know that some form of congenital heart disease are associated with genetic causes. Some occur from environmental factors. A few occur due to medications given in the first trimester when the baby's heart is just being formed. Some congenital heart defects occur due to maternal infections, such as rubella or CMV in the first trimester. But most forms are sporadic, and there isn't an identifiable risk factor yet. But this is a hot subject for research that is ongoing.
Wow. And how are heart defects diagnosed and treated?
Starting with the diagnosis, most heart defects today are detected before birth. So they are detected with a fetal echocardiogram. This is an ultrasound test to detect fetus anatomy, and is performed approximately at 20 weeks of fetal age. After birth in the United States, there's a mandatory newborn screening test, which involves a pulse oximetry, a simple test using a finger sensor to measure the baby's oxygen level. And both these tests are extremely sensitive and useful to detect significant congenital heart disease. There are some forms of congenital heart disease which present a little bit later in life, sometimes later in the neonatal period, during infancy, and also in school-aged children.
Wow. Okay. And what are symptoms when what symptoms would require a visit to the pediatric cardiologist?
Right, so let's start very early in life, starting with babies. We know that babies can't tell us about their symptoms, so it's important for parents to know what signs to look out for. If parents note that their baby is lethargic, has a grayish ashen color, blue lips, that the baby is unable to feed comfortably, meaning there is labored breathing with feeds, sweating with feeds, unable to consume an ample amount of feeding, poor weight gain, breathing difficulty with feeding. All these are signs that could be due to an underlying heart defect and should be evaluated first by their primary care doctor and then referred to a pediatric cardiologist if necessary.
And what treatment options are available to children who experience any of these, you know, symptoms like this?
So there's a big range. Critical heart disease requires open heart surgery, sometimes more than one surgery in the first year of life. Non-critical heart disease may require continuous surveillance evaluation. There are certain kinds of congenital heart disease that can wait until the child is just about to go to school before intervention. Primary treatment is surgical repair, but now with all the advances and innovations, we're moving towards minimally invasive procedures, some of which replace open heart surgery. Older children, we didn't talk about symptoms in older children, but older children can present with heart disease with symptoms such as shortness of breath, fainting or chest pain during exercise, irregular heart rhythms. And for these older children, depending on their underlying conditions, again, we have options ranging from medications to minimally invasive catheter-based procedures to surgical correction of their underlying condition.
Wow. And Dr. Shaw, what do you think about the future for cardiac treatment and interventions? I mean, is it just we're learning so much about it, correct?
Not only are we learning, but we are also innovating simultaneously. And that's why the future is so bright. We foresee that over 97% of babies born with congenital heart disease will live past adulthood and enjoy a normal quality of life. In terms of advances and innovations, I already alluded to the fact that many surgical open heart procedures are being replaced by minimally invasive catheter-based interventions. From a diagnostic standpoint, we have advanced to using 3D modeling at the cardiac center in the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia so that we can understand every child's individual anatomic heart condition. And this allows us to curate a customized surgical plan for that patient. There are sophisticated game-changing technologies for all these heart defects now.
And Dr. Molly Shaw, where can my listeners find out more about this?
An excellent website is chop.edu/heart, and CHOP is Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
All right. Again, thank you so much for your incredible work and also for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I appreciate you being here.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here in California. And, of course, the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And, of course, joining me is Ike Doherty. And you lead the pickup truck engine business at Cummins, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about emissions recall and the Ram 2500, the 3500, and with the Cummins 6.7 liter turbo diesel engine. And so drivers who complete the free dealer update may qualify for $500 or maybe even $1,000 for early action, right?
That's 100% correct.
Wow. And plus an extended emission warranty coverage, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's a really easy opportunity.
Okay. Well, a lot of guys in my family have trucks, so let's see what we could do here. So talk to us. Why is this recall important, first of all?
So one, it helps improve the emissions of the truck under certain towing conditions. And two, it offers the customer the opportunity, one, to get a $500 to $1,000 cash incentive, as well as an extended coverage for their emissions components.
Okay. And what do truck owners need to do?
So it's really easy. If you own a model year 2013 to 2018 Ram truck with a Cummins engine in it, you can go to CumminsRecall.com You can look to see if your VIN, vehicle identification number, is eligible for this recall on that webpage, or you can call your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, and they can look up the VIN as well to see if you're eligible there. And you schedule an appointment if you're eligible to get it complete. Takes less than an hour to get it done, and it's just a software update. So it's really simple.
Oh, it's just a software update. Okay, great. So let me ask you this. Why are you guys going to this extent? Usually, you know, you get a notice in the mail, right? It's not a big deal, that kind of thing. But you're actually making it a contest, which is kind of cool.
It's just like a thank you for your time to come in and do the recall. We know time is money for a lot of customers, and especially customers that own these pickups. They use them for work. And so time is valuable.
I love that. I mean, that is really considerate of it. I mean, I think it's a great idea. I just wondered, well, what a great, you know, I mean, it's a great idea. Let me ask you, how will this upgrade work?
Yeah, so it's really just a, again, it's a software update that the dealer will install. And really what it does is it will increase the diesel exhaust fluid dosing in the after treatment under certain towing hauling conditions. So it's a really mild recall, not an update to your vehicle.
Okay, cool. And who is eligible again for this update, if you can repeat the years?
Yeah, it's a model years 2013 to 2018 Ram pickups that are 2,500 and 3,500 Ram pickups, though they are applicable to this recall.
Okay, and also talk to us about the extended warranty. How does that work?
Yeah, so once the customer goes in and gets the recall complete, not only they get the $500 to $1,000 if they do it before March 31st, they also get an extended coverage. They get registered by the dealer that gets put and Cummins gets notified of that. And you'll get a four-year 48,000-mile warranty on those emissions components.
There you go. I love it. And again, can you give my listeners the information where they go for the recall?
Yes. You go to CumminsRecall.com, and it has where, one, you can look up your VIN, and two, you can have there's more information, a bunch of questions and answers that will help guide you through the process.
I love it. Ike, thank you so much for sharing this here. And for our listeners, if you have, you know, one of these trucks, definitely go and take them in, and you're actually rewarded. I love this. So it's an emissions recall, 67A. And all right, we thank you so much for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian Delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks or order online today. Mangia!
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you enjoyed my guests. And of course, I do want to remind you that if you have a business and you are interested in going to our business mixer, the next one is going to be at one of our sponsors in Camarillo, and that is Manhattan of Camarillo. That's March 12th, 5 to 8, and we are filling up. So if you are interested, text us at 805-419-0008 and just put mixer on there, and then we'll get back with you and get you registered. And of course, you have to register for this. Again, I just want to say have a great rest of your weekend. And of course, February is all about love. And I hope that you love what you do, whether it's your business, your family, just your everyday. Life is so precious. And really, it's all about just taking those small little intimate moments and enjoying them. With that, I hope that you have a great rest of your day. If you miss any part of our show, download our podcast. And I look forward to talking with you next week.